This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian Newsletter for December 7th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with these stories. From Sarah Rudolph of John Lothian News, Fireside Chat launches FIA Asia regulatory discussion. Regulatory issues were the first order of business at the first panel of FIA Asia Tuesday morning, Monday night for those of us in Chicago, as Walt Lukin held a virtual fireside chat with Sharon Shi, chair of FIA Asia's Regional Advisory Board and Managing Director at GH Financials, and Bill Herder, FIA's head of Asia Pacific. Lukin brought up that the draft futures law China proposed this year, for which he said the FIA provided useful industry comments, the law intended to provide a comprehensive legal and regulatory framework for the futures markets in China, may become final in 2022, and Lukin asked what this would mean for the derivatives markets globally and in Asia. The law will significantly boost the confidence of investors, she said. When some China contracts become accessible in 2018, some of her clients or prospective clients express concerns about the lack of a legal framework on the entire China futures market. And quite a few international firms were still in wait-and-see mode, she said. To read the rest of the story, go to johnlothiannews.com. From Suzanne Cosgrove of John Lothian News, hemp prices hold mostly steady as year-end approaches, added volatility seen in 2022. Hempcrete finds a new role as a carbon reduction agent. As the books close on the fall harvest, most midpoint hemp prices remain steady to marginally higher, according to the November 2021 Pan Exchange Hemp Benchmark and Analysis Report. The exchange noted growing expectations for industry consolidation and acreage reductions in 2022 gained a foothold during the harvest season. Reports of acreage and production cuts are unverified, but some analysts predict Colorado's harvest may total just 3,000 acres, compared with the Farm Service Agency's estimate of 6,000 acres planted and Pan Exchange's calculation of 2,375 acres. If reports of acreage cutbacks are correct, industry participants can expect more volatility in the new crop markets, the exchange said. To read the rest of this story, go to John Lothian News. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Mark Phelps is stepping down from his role as CEO of GH Financials and moving to RJ O'Brien & Associates, RJO, to assume the role of Managing Director, EMEA, for its London-based affiliate, RJ O'Brien Limited. Phelps spent 10 years at GHF and will continue to facilitate a smooth transition by staying in his current responsibilities as Group CEO of GHF until a successor has been confirmed in due course. Congratulations to Mark on a great run at GHF and on his new position with RJO. The full U.S. House of Representatives Financial Services Committee will hold a hybrid hearing entitled Digital Assets and the Future of Finance, Understanding the Challenges and Benefits of Financial Innovation in the United States, on December 8, 2021 at 10 a.m. Eastern Time in Room 2128 of the Rayburn Office Building and on the virtual meeting platform Cisco WebEx. The hearing will have one panel with the following witnesses: Jeremy Allaire, co-founder, chairman, and CEO, Circle; Samuel Bankman-Fried, founder and CEO, FTX; Brian P. Brooks, CEO, Bitfury Group; Charles Cascarilla, CEO and co-founder, Paxos Trust Company; Daniil Dixon, CEO and executive director, Stellar Development Foundation; Alicia Jean Haas, CEO, Coinbase Inc., and CFO, Coinbase Global Inc. The jury in the lawsuit against Craig Wright gave the decision to Wright for the disputed $50 billion of Bitcoin mined in the Genesis block supposedly owned by the inventor of Bitcoin, Satoshi Nakamoto, but awarded the plaintiffs $100 million due to a partnership. The trial did not determine who Satoshi Nakamoto is, however, AP reported. ICE chairman and CEO Jeff Sprecher is a very smart man, and that was proven again yesterday when he announced several changes to the senior management positions at ICE and its subsidiaries. Give these key employees a new challenge instead of seeing them pursue something new outside the organization. There's so much movement in jobs, this is inevitable. Heading it off by giving key employees new challenges right now is some good thinking. According to a DTCC study, cyber risk is the greatest risk to financial markets in 2022, according to the trade. 59% included cyber risk in their top five choices, and 24% cited it as the top threat to the industry, the trade reported. Do you want to know how well the world is vaccinated and which countries and regions are doing the best? Then check out the FT's report from their visual and data journalism team. MOEX led off the FIA Asia V conference last night. They mentioned they have expanded trading hours of equities by 3 hours to 17 hours a day. Also at MOEX today, the following courses were being offered. Financial Fraud Protection Course, Bonds on the Moscow Exchange Rate, and course all about the exchange traded funds. The NFA issued a notice to members that NFA added virtual currency and micro contract related questions to the annual questionnaire. NFA members must complete the questionnaire annually and update it throughout the year to reflect the significant changes in their businesses. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From GH Financials, Mark Phelps has stepped down as Group CEO of GH Financials in early 2022. GH Financials, a leading independent clearing firm for exchange-traded derivatives, announced that a leadership transition is underway with the planned departure of its Group CEO, Mark Phelps, early next year. Mark has decided that following 10 successful years with the company, lately as Group CEO since March 2018, it is time for him to pursue new challenges and opportunities elsewhere. My comment, who wants the job of GH Financial CEO? There is an opening. Here's a story from AP. Hedge fund founder Steinhardt will return looted antiquities. Billionaire hedge fund manager Michael Steinhardt has agreed to turn over $70 million of stolen antiquities and will be subject to an unprecedented lifetime ban on acquiring antiquities, the Manhattan District Attorney announced Monday. My comment, Michael Indiana Jones Steinhardt gives back stolen artifacts. Here's a story from Yahoo Finance. Crypto is one of the biggest bubbles ever, strategist. When it comes to cryptocurrency, financial advisor Ryan Payne agreed with billionaire Charlie Munger when he said, "This era is even crazier than the dot-com era. This whole Bitcoin thing, this whole cryptocurrency is one of the biggest bubbles ever," Payne, president of Payne Capital Management, told Yahoo Finance live on Friday. My comment, the first book I was recommended to read when I was a cub reporter with the Commodity News Service covering the markets of the Chicago Board of Trade was Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds by Charles McKay. The book tells the story of three economic bubbles: Tulip Mania, the South Sea Bubble, and the Mississippi Scheme. I would suggest anyone caught up in the thrall of crypto read this book and to understand bubbles and their consequences. Here is a story from Bloomberg. A crisis of masculinity as robots replace men. The loss of blue-collar jobs to automation reduces men's marriage prospects. That has consequences. It's not easy being female, but it's often no picnic being male either. The world is changing faster than ever, And with it, so are notions of masculinity. Many men are feeling unmoored, for better or worse. If you happen to be James Bond, you take this flux in stride and effortlessly turn, via a few intermediary incarnations, from the Sean Connery version of manhood into the more vulnerable and complex Daniel Craig variety. But how many real-life men have an inner 007 to channel? My comment, in derivatives, it was not robots but computers that replaced men. Walking into the CBOT or NYMEX, you could smell the testosterone in the building. Not so much anymore. Here's a story from AP. How to say 2021's most mispronounced words, from Omicron to Ethereum. Chuggy is apparently a lot to chew on. Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Billie Eilish and Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce have something in common. Broadcasters butcher their names, and virtually everyone is having trouble with Omicron. I regularly Google words to see how they're pronounced, and there is a YouTube video that will pronounce it for you. Try it sometime. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most read story Monday was the big news from Intercontinental Exchange. ICE announces senior leadership changes. Number two was the certification order from a lawsuit filed by a group of CME and CBOT members who are suing the CME group. Memorandum, opinion, and order on class certification. The third most read was another press release. FTX issues key principles for market regulation of crypto trading platforms, which outline the company's vision for a digital-friendly regulatory environment. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.